It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. It's been
1 week since you looked at me. We are 1 week.
Halfway through.
The trial in Detroit. The legal challenge to Michigan's state constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. The arguments are supposed to go on for another week, and then we'll wait for the judge's decision. But its mere existence, the fact that the case is occurring, it's having an effect on the political landscape here in Michigan.
Well, first of all, we should say it's not happening in a vacuum either. This week alone, in other states, two more rulings. In Texas, the ban on same-sex marriage was struck down, and Kentucky was ordered to recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. The dominoes continue to fall.
And there's another federal case underway here in Michigan that's challenging the state's refusal to allow live-in partner benefits for public employees. Certainly, this has an effect on same-sex households.
It's the mechanism that was created to allow same-sex couples to use their benefits to cover partners and children who would otherwise be denied under Michigan's marriage amendment, approved by voters in a statewide election 10 years ago.
It's widely anticipated that, absent a court decision that strikes down the same-sex marriage ban, that the amendment will be revisited in 2016 with a ballot drive.
But Democrats are not waiting. They're using this moment as a fundraising and organizing opportunity. Emails go out almost weekly reminding people that it's Republican Governor Rick Snyder and Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette who are working to keep same-sex couples from marrying and qualifying for employer-sponsored health benefits.
Sure, both parties, Democrats and Republicans, see how quickly public opinion is shifting vis-a-vis same-sex marriage.
The amendment was approved 10 years ago by a 59% majority.
But a new Glengariff poll now shows 59% of Michigan voters believe that the ban on same-sex marriage is now unconstitutional. Even more voters believe that Michigan should recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. And nationwide, there's a recent survey from the Public Religion Research Institute that shows a majority, 53%, support gay marriage, up from just 32% in 2003.
And like we said, Republicans are aware of those numbers, those trends. Some of them are hoping to reposition their party to a more libertarian view on marriage, which also potentially helps with younger voters. But the GOP has a dilemma here. A significant share of the Republican base still opposes same-sex marriage and is willing to fight out that issue in primaries and on convention floors.
And we'll talk more about this in the future, but there is a fierce competition underway among Michigan Republicans for precinct delegate positions. These are local activists who help organize, get out voters, and choose delegates to state party conventions. It is the Tea Party, traditional old guard conservatives, versus the middle of the road and libertarian Republicans.
And that could also help determine the fate of efforts in the legislature to amend the Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act. Some Republicans think that would be a dramatic gesture that shows this is not your grandfather's GOP.
But this puts one tough nerd, Governor Snyder, in a bind.
Sure, he's running for re-election statewide in what's expected to be a pretty good Republican turnout year. His lieutenant governor, Brian Kelly, faces a convention challenge for renomination. Yet even some people around Snyder are getting a little frustrated with his dismissiveness on issues of LGBT rights. He says it's not his fight. It's really not that important to him compared to jobs, the economy, roads, and immigration.
But he's the governor, the chief executive officer of the state. He doesn't get to simply pick and choose which issues he wants to deal with.
Not always. That is, after all, why he is the named defendant in the same-sex marriage case. It's April DeBoer versus Richard Snyder. Yes, his name is Richard.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name. I've got a name.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept me.